right left, this is Mr. Cooling, representing Germany.
The science fiction top of Germany.
We have Mr. Volker Ernsting, that I've spoken of, you have met before. Mr. Ernsting is an agent, notably. Do I have the facts right?
Yes, something like that.
That's right, yes. And then, representing the Eastern Bloc, we have my friend Mr. Jen Gorbachev from Slovenia, Yugoslavia, and Mr. Nesvedbach. Is that pronounced
right?
Ah, I've been practicing that all night. Mr. Nesvedbach from Czechoslovakia, which is the home, in fact, of European science fiction, in a way, if you're with me that day. Karl Schäfer, you don't hear about this? I think, first of all, we will ask each of these gentlemen for a brief summary of what is happening at the moment. I'd just like to ask, I suppose there are no Italians here who have crept in unnoticed, because this is a country where a great deal of science fiction is being produced. What? Oh, why don't you come up here, Max?
They can't speak English.
What?
They can't speak English.
But you can. Come right up.
Get a lot of American science fiction.
people with high quality over to Europe, to Germany, and they don't pay any more for that as they pay for a German, a Norwegian, or Norway.
Yeah.
So you see, that's not it. But on the other side, the American also already got his money for the Norway, and he lives already for that money. So if he has to gain money from Germany, it's for his white pocket, you see.
Right, sir.
Yeah.
Max, what are you going to say on this subject? How are things in France at the moment?
Well, things in France are pretty bad. They're named one magazine, one French magazine.
That's Satellite.
No,
that's Fiction. Yes,
sounds better than we are doing.
Yes, but the problem is that Fiction is the French edition of an American magazine.
And after 12 stories from issue 9, I'm not taking it from the English, which leaves only 3 stories from about 4 potential authors. And the problem is the editor of the last show was another man who was some other. Which means I have 30 French stories a day for a year. 20 of them are about 70 or 80 authors.
Yeah, yeah. This is the same as the situation in Italy, I think. Although Italy is better off. But
yes.
Fiction, in fact, is the translation of Defendete.
Yes.
That's right. And in Italy, they have, I think it was called, but they have got yes, they've also got Galatia, which is connected with Galatia. It's very dangerous. Of course, in fact, a lot of the stories are original Italian.
Well, I don't think about the French book, okay, so that's not in there any mention of
that. Ah, this is from Franco, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry, I'm
late. Would you care to join us up here?
Well,
we'd very much like to have a lady on our panel. Can I get your chair?
One magazine, very cheaply.
won't she be then perhaps to write for one book? And besides that, we are not only talking about the magazines and about the stories we pick out of the magazines. They are also publishing a great many novels. There are two publishing firms in Germany. One is Goldmann, which has hardcover books and pocket books. Well, they first publish hardcover, and then the same thing 2 months later, the pocket books. Now they do it at the same time because the readership, actually they did it because they couldn't get enough material to publish every month a new science fiction book. That's what they said. They had a certain level and they wanted to keep it. And as it came out during the last year or year and a half, they just didn't get enough new and good material. So they have reduced production now, and they are publishing every second month only a new book, I mean a new translation, and every second month a reprint of the hardcover that they already had.
Does it mean that you translate so many of the Latin and English authors already that you use it up, you don't have anything new to do?
Oh, I think that'll last up for the next 20 years.
Well, that I was wondering, because she said there is not such a good selection to
be done. Well, you see, in Germany the trouble was that, if I say it later, they have started science fiction with, well, we call them Hefto. And they did that for many years, and they had very big editions or how you call it, very printings, yes. And but these pulps are only very small. They don't have a big volume. So they... He's a German gentleman, you know?
And there's one very good thing about it, because at the moment those pulps or Hefto or whatever you want to call them, actually they're something in size in between what we are the old pulps and pocketbook. Yeah, something in between. The paper is also better, but it's not quite a pocketbook.
But you see, if the American copy, if the American manuscript has about 300 pages, then they reduce it to 180 in German. And so they used up, because they started first with these productions for many years, they used up. They want all the good material. Now, a publishing firm like Goldmann, he says, he cannot afford to bring a reprint of these manuscripts, these books which have been printed as pulps, and he doesn't want to bring them in hardcover. So his selection has been cut down a great many deals.
Just before we go into this, I think we ought to go over to Yugoslavia and hear what Joe's going to say about this. No, I think that Joe has touched upon a fairly crucial point, that most of the people we've spoken to so far are concentrating on translating American and to some extent English authors. I think that the flourishing thing for the field is if someone will tear it and say, oh, to hell, the Americans and the English, we've got our own writers. Are you going to say anything like this at all, Joe?
No. You see, I wouldn't say that there is no other parts of the world. But nevertheless, I believe that Americans and English writers, as far as it goes now, are the best in the field. So if you can, you cannot give our leader, for example, our leadership and all the books, so better give them just a few books, but good ones. That's what we are doing in this last 2 years. We have a very limited leadership because, as you know, Yugoslavia has 18 million people speaking 4 languages. And I have a part which has 1.7 million people speaking luckily just one language. And I just cannot imagine any American or even English publisher who would publish science fiction for such a small audience. But nevertheless, we do it. And if we already do it, that is improved, you know.
Yes.
situation in this country was very much the same a few years ago, where the British contribution was very lame. The few good British authors, Arthur Clarke, Windham, Eric Frank Russell, went straight to America for their market. And so that Eric Frank Russell writes even today about an American. He adopted protective mimicry.
Yes, but they were writing in English.
Yeah. They wrote, yes.
Your members were never selling the States.
Ah, yes. Well, I
know. Yeah. They were not either. Because they would have to translate them before you came here.
Yeah.
So they went to
well, then the answer is for them to be translated in the country of origin, isn't it?
Yes. But of course, that meant it's quite an undertaking problem. Well, the author getting his story translated first into a language, into English, before submitting it to the letter.
Yes, I know.
It is a big risk and a lot of work.
Yes.
In the same time, French writer, or the German writer,
you
don't
spend money
on the
just trying to
get a story to
get
published.
Before another
one.
Mm. Yes. Forget about having a question. Yes. Well, now let's have a word from Mr. Yes. Well, I have just been thinking about how much the factor is influenced. You know, they get the rights, as Madame Franco said so cheaply, the German publishers, and how much I personally don't profit on that my country's publishers don't get the American rights so cheaply. Because then if you have a sister firm or a sister journal for galaxy of fantasy and science fiction published, it's quite obvious that the rent in question would take all the material which is available and which is just not offending public. Days, because there are considerable transcultural differences between both Germany and America, and between England and America and the United States.
Yeah.
On the other hand, my country is in another position than Yugoslavia did as other Slavonic countries. There are only several nations in it which hate each other, but we have only two. we start publishing books on, well, to say a very small number on 8 to 12,000 copies. And because we don't get this right so cheaply, we have to pay them in dollars, card, cash. So we just have to choose. And in that case, we have no magazine. We have what we call the paper bag, specialized in only one publishing house for science fiction. And this has published, upon to my knowledge, I'm not a theoretician in this field, Robert of Wolf, Ray Bradbury, and Isaac Asimov, Alfred Marty, and then an anthology of Western science fiction, Clark's two books, as far as I know, Wynand's book, and so on. So there are several translations which are widely read. There is no doubt why money is in it, and if you want to analyze why they are so widely read, you have to do an analysis of the young generation and of the appeal of the technological advance which has been gone through in the last 20 years. I would say that what the point is, and this would bring us somehow to what was discussed here yesterday, the point is what Mr. Campbell told the storytellers and what Mrs. Marrell calls good writing. Because it is a question of style which makes good literature. It's not a question of storytelling only. And there is a big market for stories only. And then there is a market for good literature. And literature is conditioned not only by good English or German or Czech or Russian, but by projecting your personal style in what you are telling and making it interesting. Isn't it?
Yes.
And if you don't get this, which you get in the piece of science fiction, if you get only this mediocre average literature, which is a consumption literature, right?
Yes.
It's a consumption like eating or something.
Yes.
Then of course you have to differentiate between the two levels.
I think that in fact every culture has this division. We all know this in the other day. There's the stuff that keeps the mills turning, and there is the good stuff. And one of the problems is
yes, well this means that at least we find certain common problems. Now,
I think one of the common problems, to start off with, is a certain attitude from the American publishers. they go in, they just tell a French publisher, well, you can take any 10 books in our catalogue for the same many dollars. So the French publisher buys them, gets the French stadium, publishes them, and sends a few copies back to Ace or to FNSF. But of course, the author never gets any, the American author will never get any extra money. They never even see a copy. I was with Harry Harrison yesterday, discussing some of his stories which were published in the past. He never had the money, and never even seen the copies of them.
Because I know of Book of the Houses which has been translated into French and everything was alright. I mean, and this was a series of science fiction books, it wasn't the translator.
Which never did science fiction before. They got out an anthology of Russian science fiction, and it was ever so bad.
Not the people one.
People, yes.
Yeah. Well, so, only one good story.
Yes. Not a technical thing, but I mean, so boring and bad style.
It would be like asking if I ask you to tell me something about the Norwegian science fiction. Because the two languages are so close, like Norwegian and German.
But I think one of the best science fiction Russian science fiction out of it, was a book published in 1913, so very similar to 1984, I think it would have been sweet. But yeah, I wrote this book, which didn't have a trade, just one book, and then since then, I
think it was never published. Oh, sorry, in the
third direction, I mean, what was this?
We by
Man,
the Moon,
yes, I know.
But you should know because
it's almost practically.
Well, it is. Yes.
Well, at the same time, there would be an interesting question. Do you think Orwell's 1984 was a science fiction
book? I would consider it as a science fiction classic.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of a label for some books that's
a science
fiction. Yes. I think this book has, I think 2 years ago, or I'm not quite sure how many years ago, it doesn't really matter. It has been published by a German publisher, which never published science fiction and is more on political side, political books, and good, what you call good literature. And they never had anything like science fiction, and they published this book, and it's really a pity because nobody really knows it. I'm not surprised.
No, but nobody really knows it. Science fiction
has
nobody
knows. Yes,
it's well, it's first time I've seen science fiction published under an ordinary label. I don't like seeing science fiction published under science fiction label. But ordinary readers see that science fiction is something better than
they know. But perhaps I could mention something. It might be the publishing firms publishing science fiction, they're big firms. And they are specialized on English and perhaps French. But nobody there ever speaks Russian or Czech or Yugoslavia, and so it's the same problem as with our books, our German and French. Well, French not so bad, but with the German books into English, because there are not enough people around who can speak this language. So how should they travel to translate? Well, they don't even find anybody who can look at the book and see if it is good, because they just don't have anybody. They have people who have translated who are reading classics and translating classics, but those people, they are not qualified to judge if a science fiction book is good. And I think that's with Russian and German and all these Eastern countries with these difficult languages.
Yeah.
And that's the same with German, because I know it.
I think it must be the same with Indonesian. They're probably writing marvelous science fiction in Indonesia.
They could,
probably
have them, yes. But we're on the subject of a sort of fantasy and master films, and he was telling me that in India they had thousands of they've been doing a few thousand monster films, and very good ones, sort of remakes of the classics of Frankenstein and Dracula. And if there's anything science, they may be very, very into science fiction. But of course,
what a concept, man. So,
I think it would be wonderful with their religion, Indian religious science, it would be fascinating.
Yes, yes.
Of course, at least it would sell New York, the city or in Greenwich.
Yes.
But I think French science fiction has been very lucky in this respect with Les Menards, because Les Menards can be French and has been doing out of French and quite a few French stories in the States. But of course, he's the only one.
Yes. But someone has also been translating Japanese stories recently. But was that then? No, it can't be. But we can't speak about this, obviously, but Japan is a novelty, increasing in technology, and apparently it will.
They are very interested. My husband saw some stories, a story collection, and a novel. Actually, New York agency. I don't know how this works, but...
Oh, I know how it works. This is a terrible agency.
No, it's a very new one.
Oh, because there is one that takes 10% of everything that appears in Japan. Your foreigner is all about this.
No, it's something different, something new. But they even had the short stories. They printed it in German and for the schools, for children who learn German. It was very funny thing, you know, the fact they having all the explanations of the words in Japanese. I like it very much.
Well, now look, time is running on. So, have you got something to say?
No, just if they don't want any questions.
Yes, well, I have questions at the moment. I'd just like to have a quick cut around the panel and ask them to, very briefly, give me the title of one novel that they think should be translated into English. The passive thing, if there is any lurking classic. How much is
it? Well, this is a case of very simple answer. You can cut it off Mr. Hart's novels.
Yeah.
For years it has been generally considered
the best contemporary German time. Yes, I've understood this. Are they being translated? Are you translating?
One or two translated in France.
Yes, not in English.
They're very bad people translating.
What?
It has had a very bad review.
Was that published by the Nile?
No, published by the Nile, yes.
Yeah.
When I said it had bad reviews, they had two reviews. One in Fiction and one in the Devil Monster.
We didn't hear... We have heard, of course, about the critics in France, but we didn't think it lucky to choose just exactly this book to translate as a first book. But, of course, it was up to the publishing firm. We didn't consider it a lucky choice. In Germany, this book had very, very good critics, and very bad ones, so you understand what I mean. Some people were not enthusiastic about it, and others said, no. They are terrifically well paid, and we only in Germany get probably quarter or a third of this amount. So the publishers say, I'm not so really so very interested because the translation costs are too high.
The publishers got paid the individual ones, plus
the translation. Look, let's just for a moment get off the cash angle. We're trying to get to the literary values. Now, say something about that.
Well, not about literary values, but I'll say this about. Lower French books, which I would love to see translated in English or published in the States and England. But tell me to say why I'm saying it's pretty, you're saying all three are slightly different. One is science fiction, the other one is fantasy, and the other one is a comic strip. The best fantasy novel ever to appear in France is written by a girl who is now dead, Jean Rey. And it's called Melbourne, the Spokes of a Haunted House. Of course, I don't want to talk about it because of the. I would have sort of dissuaded you, kind of so you can't tell about. And in a science fiction film, I've got loads of books. If I had to choose one, I think I would choose a book which received the annual French science fiction prize 3 years ago. A book called Suspense by an author called Jérôme Serrien. He is completely unknown in France, but it is his annual book. I think it would be the best choice for states. And the third book is a comic strip. Which is now best-selling in France. It's quite a funny thing happened with this book. It's a chap who's been doing illustrations for all French paperbacks and pocket books. Once decided to do the comic strip, the science fiction comic strip, which published with a very serious publisher. The only difference between this comic strip and any American comic strip is that it's a sexist strip. It's not a Lucas style. Very fortunately, this book was banned in France 2 days after publication. As a consequence, it now sold about 200,000 copies unofficially. And the American writer, in the talk by Mike Dungey, again, is going to make a film out of it with Gene Shrimpton in the part of his this girl from space. Some people want to see this book. I'll have it with me tomorrow to show some people.
Oh yes.
It hasn't been banned yet in England.
You noticed the instant reaction when sex is mentioned.
Well, it should have success. It's a French sex and science fiction.
Well, I should send the child out translating for that.
It's Wally is the deep in science fiction as the man can invest.
Yeah.
That's what many people would think.
We're running out of time. Joe, can you
tell us?
Yes.
Long as we've got to say this one, it was as far as I know, the piece part, that's one of what I appreciate. Some of these words are Polish and so on.
Yes.
I believe we have some translations.
I didn't think we had
any. I'm sorry, I don't know enough of your one, but
a few seconds.
Can we have the same again? It's Len
Stanislavski.
L-E-N.
I think all of his works have been translated into German with much success.
No, we've never had it before.
I will not say by
this one. Not especially in
English,
it's
I wanted to say about Van Gogh, because I want to speak about myself.
May I now ask you a question?
Yes.
If you would advise us to translate something in our languages, what would you recommend?
Every except Van Gogh.
Yes.
Yes, I would mention that Matt Harrison. I don't know, because I think the essence of translating is that each country should be able to offer some individual thing. It's no good. Once upon a time, all that was done in this country was competing with the Americans. Now I think that by producing British science fiction, you get something better, instead of an ersatz thing. And I'm sure you would agree with your own country that that's also a good idea. So, a typically English thing, I don't know, named John Lymington, I don't... I'm sure there must be, well, perhaps Jane Gaskell.
Oh, you know what I mean?
But I don't know about you. No, you had me there. I should have thought that the ordinary scientific profession had been covered, and of course...
Well, but you know, let's not play something. It had been heavily published. Well, the best of sending a man in British orbit in France now, Jim Ballard. We had a great success in France, and yourself.
Those
are the two
authors who
are saying the most
in
France now, as regards
Western
countries.
Yes. Well, I don't think there are any undiscovered masterpieces. This is presumably what you're asking me about, isn't it?
Well,
the question came. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, Joe. I don't think that there are any undiscovered masterpieces. Yes, I just one thing that I can think of that was an early science fiction book by a man called Richard Jefferies, who was a naturalist. He wrote at the end of last century, and he did a marvelous poetical book called Art of London. And that's
interesting. Which was covered in John Eckman's book about
it. It was, yes. The fiction in that is very faulty, but the rest of it is nothing.
Well, what do you consider as a sort of unnamed classic, so William Stone's books?
Oh, they are unknown as far as I'm concerned.
I think they are unknown classics as regards England, at least. Most people don't know about them here.
Yes, only in an anthologist.
Yes, well, especially his first book, The Walkmanite.
Yes. Well, now,
can we, before we adjourn here, can we ask if there are any questions? Would anyone like to ask any questions of any individual or a question to the panel in general? Right, your first answer.
The big mention for these translations from the British and American Bentwood magazine, what is being done as far as novels are concerned?
Well, I think in fact we were including novels in what we were saying, surely. There's no special distinction, I think.
No, both novels and short stories are being translated in Germany and
And in fact, Mackel, representing the Noel, which does a very superlatively produced series of science fiction novels. Lovely series, very nice.
Well,
novels and...
Well, I wouldn't comment on that.
Well, I think they're tremendous. Any other questions? No, stunt silence all around. Come on, count bell started. Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Well, that's what people would have wanted more, French sex and science fiction.
Too much.
I think it's a...
Oh, I think this lets us off very easily. All right, will you resume your sleep and we will adjourn to the
party. Thank you very much.